This is the BPCL podcast, unlocking possibilities, empowering lives.
Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the BPCL podcast, unlocking possibilities, empowering lives. In this series of podcasts, listen to conversations with thought leaders from the industry on the future of the energy landscape. In today's episode, which is just in time for International Women's Day, we are celebrating female leadership. Joining us today are two amazing leaders from BPCL, Ms. Meenakshi Rawat, IES, who's the Chief Vigilance Officer, and Ms. Sanjita Kaul Gupta, who's the General Manager and Team in Charge, IS Applications at BPCL. Happy Women's Day to both of you and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you for joining us, Meenakshi ma'am, Sanjita ma'am, and I think it's time that we get chatting. So, Meenakshi ma'am, will you please tell us a little more about yourself?
First of all, I wish you all a very happy International Women's Day. Let's celebrate every day as Women's Day. About myself, I come from a humble middle-class family and I was born in a village in Uttarakhand state and was raised in Jaipur, Rajasthan. I did my schooling, college, BA Economics Honours and university, in fact, MA and MPhil in Economics. And also did 1 year of Rajasthan State Service in Jaipur itself. So I joined my Indian Economic Service in 1993, yes. And served in 8 different departments of Government of India. And posted in a different part of India also. And I'm in Bharat Petroleum as a Chief Vigilance Officer for last 1.5 years. Yeah, I would like to mention here that I'm also into running since 2013 and has run many half marathons. Recently run the starter marathon in January. And yoga is my passion and I have been practicing since last 19 years, yes. And I could overcome many ailments due to yoga and it has really made me a very disciplined and, balanced person, I feel. And as personally, as far as personal front is concerned, I have 2 daughters. And my husband is working for Tata's in Mumbai.
I love how you're so passionate about yoga, marathon. Here I am every single day telling myself that today is the day I'm going to make a change and make sure I at least finish my 10,000 steps. So maybe after chatting up with you today, I might just find my inspiration. But thank you for sharing this bit about yourself. Moving on to you. So Sanjita ma'am, how has your journey been at BPCL? What has it been like for you being associated with such a prestigious organization over all these years?
See, I joined BPCL way back in 1995 and I have put in almost 28 years of service. During this period, I got to work in various roles, initially in a team under engineering and projects and later CPO and then in IT domain when I was moved to IS department. Currently, I am part of corporate IT team, which we also refer to as team in applications domain. Our team is handling applications for processes pertaining to procure to pay, finance, capital investment, real estate, master data and SAP access authorization management. The primary responsibility is for delivering technology-driven solutions for business problems touching both internal and external stakeholders. If I have to summarize in one line, we will say that we innovate to build digital tools to make business processes simpler and easier within the framework of process, compliance, governance, and enhanced user experience.
Well, digital is the way to go, Sanjita ma'am. So I think you are definitely doing a fantabulous job. And I'm still hanging on to the bit where you said you started work with BPCL in 1995. I think I was probably in school at that point in time. So, but moving on to our next question, which is for Meenakshi ma'am. So Meenakshi ji, what is your take on equal opportunities for men and women in professional life? And what are your experiences in this regard?
Yeah, regarding the equal opportunities, if I feel personally, if you feel that, many people like most people who are from the urban background, we are fortunate that personally we got many opportunities to educate in a better places and also get into the services. And for me and for my father was a very progressive person. So he gave us both their daughters a good opportunity to study. And we were never in a hurry to get married. In our time, marriage used to be at the age of 21. But I got married at the age of 27. My sister got married at 28. And she's a professor. So only after achieving our career that we got married. So that is the first part. Not many people get this. And I feel that there's a perception also, you know, there's occupation segregation over the years. There's a division of the labor. Men are perceived as a bread earner and women as a primary caregiver kind of a thing. That also impact a lot, that kind of, perception. Professionally, I feel that once I enter into the services, organized services, there's a very lot of difference between the being an organized service and unorganized service. When you're an organized service, I feel that we get a good equal opportunities and it's up to us to really work hard. Once we clear the civil services, all our men and women need to work hard and, build their reputation. And accordingly, assignments comes to your way. I feel that your reputation travel before you reach to a place. In the organized sector, I think we get good opportunities to prove our caliber. We have to work hard for it.
Well, I think the one thing that you said, Meenakshi ji, that, the reputation travels before you do is applicable to any industry that you're a part of. I think be it an organized sector or an unorganized sector. Well, speaking of the industry that I am a part of, like media places also work the same way. So I think it's a good point that you've mentioned where, one needs to work hard, get the right education and grab the right opportunities and definitely work hard. And continuing with the same chain of thought, Sanjita ji, my next question is for you. You mentioned at the beginning how you have been working with BPCL since 1995, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes. But how has it been working as part of the technology team here? Was gender ever a challenge? Did you ever face any tough times or did you ever have any lost opportunities because you were a woman?
See, a lot of opportunities that came to us in the way, and working has been very exciting, very eventful, and that has kept me going. It has been a very, very exciting journey. It has been a great and enriching experience to be part of corporate IS team of BPCL. You see, BPCL as an organization has always been ahead in using technology. We were one of the first organizations in oil and gas to have implemented ERP, which integrated all our business processes on a single platform. It was a major milestone and effectively started the digital journey of BPCL. Now, working in IS team has helped me in learning business processes across the organization, because we cater to all businesses and entities, whether it is a new business process or change in the existing process, our team, that is IS team, has a role to play. Even when new people join or existing role holders move from one business to another, IS team gets involved in knowledge sharing as well. This in turn helps us to assess the pain points and areas of improvement. Now, I am extremely thankful to this organization for providing me immense opportunities to be part of this digital journey. I have, in fact, been part of teams responsible for implementing some of the path-breaking digital initiatives, which laid solid foundation for digital transformation. In fact, I was fortunate because I even got the opportunity to lead some of these project implementations. Currently also, we are focusing on creating digital tools for ease of working, business analytics, and back-end automation. So overall, working in IS team has been eventful, as we always have a new business problem to be solved. A lot of thinking, creativity, and effort goes in delivering a system solution or rolling out, say, a mobile application. So it is really very exciting to be involved in all this. Now, coming to the second part of your question, whether gender was a challenge, the answer is simple, no. In fact, this thought has also never crossed my mind in all these years. We got all the support and freedom to innovate and experiment in these 28 years, I would say.
Now, 28 years in itself is a milestone, Sanjita ji. Congratulations on being here for that long. And I'm sure your expertise and your knowledge will continue enhancing BPCL's presence. Moving on to our next question, Meenakshi ma'am, I would love for you to help us understand, in your opinion, how can women achieve success while maintaining that right work-life balance and avoiding burnout? Or I would love for you to just simply, help us understand what makes you a superwoman.
I do not believe in idolizing the term superwoman. We are all just humans. And applauding this term make, you know, women to expecting too much from themselves. And then eventually lead to, you know, a lot of stress. So this superwoman term, I don't feel sometimes this really, you feel like doing everything on your own. I feel like you need to be a great manager, delegate the work to your spouse, to your family. And in office also, you need to delegate to your subordinates. And obviously, supervision will always be yours. And try to develop a great support system that will take you long. In fact, all the you know, if you're women achievers, you read Indrani achievement. I just was reading her by data, I think. There's the book on her, no? So it's also her mother also support her, you know, and husband also sacrificed a lot for her career. So this kind of support system is required when your kids are young and also later on. And I feel that the mental strength is also very important. If you feel that I have to do something, then you have been able to do it. That mental strength, I think, comes over the time with experience, and you build the kind of grit and determination to achieve something. Yeah.
Meenakshi ma'am, I absolutely love how you have steered our conversation to my next question, because I truly think equality has to be across all spheres, and it is not about having any privilege on the basis of the gender. Now, that said, Sanjeeta ma'am, I would love for you to tell us, what is your takeaway on using technology for gender equality in society at large?
See, I believe that technology is a very, very powerful tool which can be used to empower women in multiple ways. One of the first and foremost ways and the important areas where technology can make a huge, huge difference is education. Not having access to education has been a limitation for many girls and women in various sections of society. Education has now become more accessible thanks to the digital devices in the hands of people. Technology has enabled learning from anywhere and sometimes at our own convenience and comfort. That is why probably e-learning is gaining a lot of popularity. So going forward, it will help in removing many barriers that created obstacles in accessing quality education. And once you have access to education, this will in turn open opportunities of employment and financial independence and much more such avenues. Secondly, I think technology is also opening up opportunities for women to start their own businesses, mainly due to the enablements with the easy-to-use marketplaces, payment platforms, etc. Third thing is that post-COVID, there are many opportunities for women to work from home wherever it is possible, and this will definitely help those women who otherwise face constraints in working away from home. I can tell you that technology has given women a reason to aspire and achieve now. And I am confident that this is going to be a game changer in near future.
And that's definitely happening around us right now. In fact, the world that we live in is consciously becoming aware and empowering women with everything that's possible. And this year, anyway, the theme for International Women's Day is Choose to Challenge. So I'm sure there will be many more glass ceilings that will be shattered. So Meenakshi ma'am, my next question is for you. How do you think we can advance the process of women's empowerment at work? What are the benefits of having empowered women like yourself and Sanjeeta ma'am at workplaces?
I feel that, a supportive institutional framework can immensely help advance the process of the woman empowerment at work. For example, I will like to highlight this, that in Bharat Petroleum in last year, they have come out with a policy for female employees for giving a choice of postings in the early part of their career so that they can get a parental support in raising their kids. So this kind of policies are very, very friendly to the women. And recently, I was just reading that Honorable Prime Minister also advocated to use the system like flexible working hours to retain women in the labor force. So you must be knowing that the women participation in the labor force is falling. It was earlier 20%, 25%, in fact, a decade back. Means 1/4 of the female were in the labor force. Now it has come down to 20%. 20% means 1/5 of the female force is in the labor force. So this is quite serious, you know. It has a societal impact, it has an economic impact. But as compared, we know that globally, the women labor participation is 50%. See, where are we? So we need to have enabling supportive institutional framework by each company, and overall also as a policy maker should have enabling provisions. And first, I feel that if a woman, empowered woman at the labor force, your question is that empowered woman at work. So it really sensitizes the people around and so encourage other women to look up to the achiever, those who are in a leadership position. In fact, when I was a child, that time our prime minister was Indira Gandhi. So I used to, you know, look up to her and used to dress like her, and you know, have a haircut like her. You have to idolize the people, the women who are at the higher position at the leadership place. And if you feel that they can achieve that, we can also achieve that. So this way, it is very important. But at the same time, I feel that not only at the workplace, but also in the household, it is very important. The way, if you are an empowered woman is at home, the way sons are being raised. And in fact, I feel that a male colleague view on women at workplace has a lot to do with the women they are surrounded with at home. So both the professionally and the I think personally, it has a lot of importance. Yeah.
Well, we know it's true what they say. All kinds of changes begin at home, the good and the big ones. So I think it's super important for anybody to look at the role models that they have around us. And I think you've touched the right point, Meenakshi ma'am. My next question is for you, Sanjita ji. Speaking of everything that's happening around us and the way we are equally involved in trying to make sure that people around us are empowered, especially the women, how do you see the future of work evolving in terms of gender equality and diversity?
See, as I already said, the technology advancements are changing the dynamics and presenting new opportunities. I am hopeful that more and more women will come forward in taking up new challenges, and this will increase every day. This will in turn benefit organizations as well as society, because diverse teams have their own benefits. Diverse teams are more productive, perform better, boost creativity and innovation, and decision making is also better. And it also helps us creating a wider pool at the workplace. So it is beneficial to all, and I see this happening sometime near future only.
Sanjita ma'am, I think you've said what was on my mind. Unity in diversity, which seems to work well for the society and for the country as well. Moving on to our next question, Meenakshi ma'am, what advice would you give to women who are seeking to advance their careers in male-dominated industries like ours?
So, as I told, this is definitely your grit, your determination of not giving up is the foremost important. We all dream very big. And those who succeed, you know, those few success who don't give up. So I feel that there are always a failure in everybody's path. But those who face the fear, face the, you know, failure and learn out of it, they win over it. So I feel that there are so many opportunities around us. We should recognize the opportunities that come in our ways and try to make best use of it. And also, this is also very important, is that you surround yourself with positive, right people. They are our greatest influencer. You know, don't bother about the criticism. If you're surrounded with the nice people, positive people, you really work very nicely. And I also normally say that you don't take yourself very seriously. You should be sincere. Sincere, but not serious. And lastly, I will say, take very good care of yourself. Your body is your partner, life partner. It's not your spouse, your kids, your family, relative. I learned it the hard way. That's why I'm telling you. So, yeah, take 1 hour for yourself. It's a me time. Don't feel bad about it. It's me time. It's for the mental, spiritual, and physical well-being. If you are good, healthy, then you benefit the organization, your family in the long run. Lastly, my word will be, that be fierce, be fearless, be flawed.
Now that I want on a t-shirt. I think I will definitely get it printed, Meenakshi ma'am.
Yeah.
Be fierce, be fearless and flawed. Because I think we do tend to pressurize ourselves too much with goals, with expectations. I think it's okay to let down a little and let go a little. Thank you so much for this, Meenakshi ma'am. This has been really motivating for me, right from ensuring that I do wake up and find time for myself to counting my 10,000 steps. But before I let you both go, one last question. What advice will you give to younger women joining BPCL? And what expectations do they need to set, Sanjita ma'am?
See, I have to tell them that you will be becoming part of a great organization once you join BPCL. And there will be many opportunities that will come. So grab the chances and opportunities when they come to you. Don't be afraid. Do not preoccupy your mind with any kind of limitations. This organization will always support you to excel, to help you excel in your professional roles.
Thank you both for being here on the special podcast today and sharing so much of wisdom and experiences that you've garnered over the last few years. In fact, decades of, you know, life and work both at BPCL. This podcast will definitely have a greater impact on women in the workspace for sure.
Thank you very much.
That was Ms. Meenakshi Rawat, IES, who's the Chief Vigilance Officer, and Ms. Sanjita Kaul Gupta, who's the General Manager and Team in Charge, IS Applications at BPCL. Do subscribe to BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives, wherever you're listening to it from. We have more episodes up. Meanwhile, check us out on www.bharatpetroleum.in. You can also follow us on all major social media platforms too. BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives.
This is the BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives.